The National Commission of Crime Prevention, NCCP, is continuing its efforts to find the root cause of crime and find ways to curb the instances of crime in this country. Director of the NCCP, Rodney Small, in an interview with NBC News, says from the time of his appointment to the organization, he has done some data collection and met with stakeholders to get an idea about the Vincentian public. He said from that data, the NCCP has then been able to tailor programs to the needs of the Vincentian public.
So after that, we start placing some programs, continue meeting with some stakeholders, continue collecting data, because, you know, data helps to drive a lot of different things that would help with rectifying or reducing some of the criminal activities that we are seeing in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So what we did right away, we realized that there are a lot of challenges among our young people, especially in the schools. So quickly we developed a program called LOUD. It's mainly a mentorship program that features a lot of influencers. Influencers in the sense of social media influencers, public figures, persons from the church, persons who are able to speak to young people, get their attention, and also to mentor them. So we the initiative was launched earlier this year, and we visited just over 12 schools because we were doing the program in different phases. So before they went off on their vacation and their exams, we were able to do 12 schools throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines, where we also collected the data from what we were able to find after talking to the students, after talking to the teachers.
He says from the LOUD initiative, they are using data collected to develop programs uniquely designed for the schools visited. Smalls added that the NCCP also did a number of collaborations to increase the visibility of the organization.
So we met with different NGOs, different organizations, different youth-based organizations. So we have programs lined up for Liberty Lodge Boys. We have programs lined up for different community groups throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We did quite a number of skills training workshop because we realized that there are a lot of young people who have a lot of skills who are just sitting on the block, who are just sitting around and not using them. So quite a number of different collaborations happened. We did some of the summer programs. We collaborated with some of the summer programs that just ended in August, where we went in and gave them presentations about crime, the consequences of crime, self-esteem, a lot of empowerment stuff, because we also realized from the data collection that there are a lot of young people who don't have a high self-esteem. They have problems in the home. Now, we also did a lot of referrals because at NCCP, we are just the secretariat. We are not only experts, but we are also persons who see the need of referring some of these individuals to professionals.
Small says the NCCP has quite a number of programs in the pipeline for the rest of 2024.
We have some community projects that we want to unfold, some sporting projects that we want to collaborate with the Ministry of Sports and the Sports Against Crime. We're also responsible for Pan Against Crime, where, I mean, we just started back that program within our schools with multiple tutors. So we're actually in the process now of doing a Tutors of Tutors workshop with the Pan Against Crime Arrangers. We have a bartendering program for youth at risk that is going to be starting in the next 2 weeks with different hotels in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Our application process has just closed, where we saw just about 58 persons registering for that program, and it's young people within the age of 18 and 35, and we have 58 applicants. We're going to 3 different hotels who have expressed interest in hosting them. So we're not bringing them into a classroom. We're actually taking them into the hotel industry so they can have an experience, not just to learn how to do bartending, but they're learning about hospitality. They're learning about how to mix. They're learning about customer service. And the intention is, after the training is done, we are hoping that some of these youngsters can have the opportunity to be employed at these locations.
Director of the National Commission of Crime Prevention, Rodney Small. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.